of Philly streets. He brings the groove and divine deets. Tales of dreams and rainbow skies. The joy he spreads is no disguise. Sheen Anthony takes the mic each rising. Gonna light up your soul now, you're shining. Sound healing and stories flow on the Sheen Anthony Show. Tune in, don't miss this divine time. Every word shifts the paradigm. From rising haze to evening glow, it's the Sheen Anthony Show.
Peace, peace. You are now tuned in to 11.1 Frequency Radio. Welcome to the Sheen Anthony Show. Today, we are going to talk about resurrection, transformation, and rejuvenation. I feel like this is something that should be highlighted more often. Some of the questions that come to mind is, how are you rejuvenating yourself? How are you loving yourself? Like, currently at this moment, I don't get my hair done. Okay, by the one and only, Maya Kiana.
Hey, y'all, hey.
And before we jump into things, I wanted to just bring in that reflection of self-care. Like, even when you're in a space of honoring who you are and who you're becoming, you could do that by honoring yourself through self-care and getting your hair done or making time to, you know, really allow yourself to be in restoration. It's a different energy than just, like, sleep. You know, like, sleep is going to happen when it needs to happen. Restoration and, like, rest, you literally have to delegate a time to do it. So it's, like, having this time to really be able to embrace self-care, embrace the transformation, I feel like really helps towards embracing your own truth. So with that being said, wherever you are, wherever you feel called to be, allow yourself to be grounded. Place your hand on your heart. Place your other hand on your gut. And allow yourself to be purposeful with each breath that you take. Deep inhale. Exhale. Releasing any tension. Letting go of anything that no longer serves you. Affirming, I am loved, I am safe, I am secure, I am stepping into my transformation with grace, ease, and peace. I am embracing who I'm becoming from everything that I've experienced so far. I am rejuvenating my mind, body, and soul to grow because I am whole. I am flourishing into my new beginning. What is meant for me will be for me. Everything that is coming for me is aligned in my most highest self. So it shall be immediately and abundantly. Ashe.
Ashe.
Yes. And with that being said.
I don't need a day. Thank you.
Okay. Just grounding ourselves real quick. I just wanted to jump into just this wonderful, wonderful introduction. I don't even know how to identify this multidimensional being. She does so much. Just whether it's the journaling or just the creatress of her journey or helping people just get their crown together, just affirming royalty in every twist and every lock is just strengthened with the antennas connected to the source. I mean, I don't even know, I can't really focus on one thing when it comes to this being, like, but she is just a multitude of love. She's the embodiment of love, the creator of Live and Love Boutique, and just also just embodying what it's like to be able to love oneself and support melanated women throughout that as well. Can I please introduce Maya Kiana? I can't wait till I get a soundboard. I just keep saying that, but I know that joint gonna be amazing.
Oh my goodness. Wow. First of all, oh my gosh, gosh, I'm on the Sheen Anthony show. Like, this is amazing. This is wild.
Just to match the amazingness that you bring on a day-to-day basis.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to jump into this.
You know, and we're really about to jump in. You know, as we're jumping into these locks, like,
yes.
How does the art of locks embody, like, your cultural heritage and your personal expression?
Ooh, I love that. Okay, so if we go to the first part of the question, cultural heritage, I feel like locks are just so black, so beautiful. And without giving them, you know, a color, but going back to the importance of culture and it and locks and natural hair just being a unique experience for everyone. Locks are just the natural state of hair. Like, if you were to not touch your hair, it would naturally lock up. So with that being the fact, locks are the easiest hairstyle you could ever have. Now, me as a loctician, it's my job and my pleasure to assist people in maintaining those locks. So, you know, we like parts, we like styles and things like that. So, I very much enjoy doing locks and doing hair. And I've recently come to have, like, a deeper love for doing hair. I don't know, it's just something so sacred and spiritual about, like, maintaining somebody's crown. And when people come to me and they're like, I haven't had a root system a year or longer, and it's like, you're trusting me, like, you chose me to be the one to, you know, grace your scalp and make sure it was squeaky clean and to get you looking right, because you always look good, but, you know, get you looking how you want to look. It's really an honor and a pleasure. It's something that I like to do.
Oh my goodness.
So I hope that answers the question.
No, that does. Like, because, like, you really express yourself through it. And I think that's why I mean, for me, I'm very intentional on who I allow to touch my crown. So it's kind of like I knew that we were invested into each other about what we were creating. But then to know that, like, oh, wait, you do hair too? What? You know, like, and just how you became more passionate about it as it started to, like, cultivate. I'm just like, that was just its own journey of itself.
It really was.
You know? And then the fact that you, like, we met through the Art Exhibit podcast. Or at least we got more reacquainted, you know? Like, you know, there was literally, you know, shout out to Art Album, you know, bringing in that, that energy of creation, and then us having our own individual connection with just learning each other more through the Art Exhibit podcast.
Yeah.
You know, how does the podcast, like, explore, like, your art and your unique perspectives and insights?
So I completely love doing Art Exhibit podcast. It was an idea that I had while being a part of Art Album. It was, promoted, I guess, like, breathed life into from Reason Can Rap, who is the first interview on the podcast. And he was like, I was just talking about it. And he was like, girl, you talking about it, just do it. So that really, like, gave me the spark to go ahead and just do it. And he volunteered to be my first interview. So that was, you know, a story that I always tell. And Reason is also on the new season, so stay tuned for that. When it drops, we'll be catching up on what has been going on with him for the last 4 years. Because Art Exhibit started in 2020, and it was originally an idea of mine to explore the artists behind the art. And that story is that me being a lover of music, like, for all of my life, just growing up on it, and I feel like that's true for everybody in the culture, we, and not just music, but movies, media, like, all different types of art, we indulge in the art, but we don't often know anything about the artists behind the art. So this was a chance to, like, go deeper than just a social media post or just a quick video or anything that the artist might post, and actually sit down with them and talk to them about who they are, what they create, and why they create, and just bringing more of that human aspect back to art, and not just being a consumer, but being a community member, you know, somebody who can actually talk to the creator and share that platform with them to promote themselves and whatever they want to put out there and build a closer, more human connection amongst them and their followers as well.
Yo, that's what I'm talking about. You really be building a community. Like, that is another form of building a community. It just, like, hit me inside my head. I just thinking about the fact of, like...
No, that was me.
It, like, hit that lock. I was like, it was literally, I was like, wow. Like, that literally just really embraced, like, the totality of being able to support the community with not only, like, having the platform to embrace, but also actively listening and wanting to actually, like, bridge that gap and share those deeper perspectives of why people are artists in the first place.
Exactly.
You know, and then of course, like, you being your own artist, you know, because you got a plan and you got a vision, you know, but, you know, if people don't understand, they can get missing, you know. But, you know, you can't get missing. That's why you're here.
You are the best, the best energy amplifier. Like, you always promoting my lives, my music, like, literally everything.
Okay. Look, because we're going to have to sprinkle that on the vision board. Going, okay, we got the vision board, and I just feel like, what we gotta get into that real quick. What really, like, inspired you or brought you to really being able to affirm vision? Like, how did you even get to that?
Well, that is a journey. y'all know too much about that, but you will.
Right.
But honestly, that is a journey. So I guess I'll start back at I guess I'll start from the beginning, which is me being musically influenced all of my life and growing up on different rap and hip-hop and things like that. So I always was confident in my rapping skills. Going back to, like, when me and my best friend would have little rap contests and stuff like that over Facebook status. So I've been writing for a very long time, since I was about, like, 10, maybe 13 or something, around those, one of those ages. But I never, like, really thought about being a rapper or anything like that until connecting with you at our album, and I was I shared a piece with you that I wrote in my phone, and he was like, oh, you gotta share that, you gotta step out on the stage and share that. And that's when I did it,
cause you did. You did.
You already know I love a challenge. I absolutely love a challenge. So that was my first time doing so, and you like really influenced me to take my artistry more serious, and that, like, I don't just write cool things, I can share these cool things as well.
So yes.
You really did encourage me to step out there more. And then along that journey, you also influenced me to be more of an attentional artist, because, you know, my wordplay was always top tier, if you ask me.
Okay.
The content could have definitely been more...
You really heard.
Intentional, you know? So, you know, through just, like, being in different spaces and, like, connecting with different people, and I'm just like, you know, my experiences, my purpose, my mission is becoming a lot more defined at this point in my life, to where I can make these more informational songs. Yeah, that's kind of what even put me in the mindset to create something like Vision, because at that point in time, I had started to write more intentional raps, and Vision was specifically channeled, and that's not something that happens much. Like, me, I'm a thinker, so if you hear things that, like, the things that I've written, it's me actively thinking of these words, these rhyme schemes, but this was something that just came so easy, so effortlessly, so that's how I know it was channeled, and I went to go record it on my birthday at Manifestation Studio. Shout out to Dream. And yeah, that's how Vision came about.
Wow. So, like, being a person that is having a vision, having a goal, and seeing that your purpose is becoming more defined, how does supporting melanated women come into the full totality of it? Like, Vision, I feel like, can be a very great song to support so many people. But how do you see Vision being able to assist the melanated woman that you also have been supporting with Live and Love Boutique?
So for me, I believe that melanated women are the epicenter of civilization. We are goddesses in our own right, in our own power. You know, we are the mothers. We birth the beings, and we birth a lot of things when it comes to creativity. So with Vision, it's like me pouring out what my plan and my vision is as a melanated woman, and the legacy that I want to leave, and the generations that, the things that I want the generations after me to take seriously and to really consider and think about and to believe and to know to be true. So for other other melanated women, I would like them to listen to this song and know that whatever you are manifesting in your reality, you have the power to bring into fruition as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your mind, your thoughts, your ideas don't have to just exist in your head. You can manifest them. And that's the real magic. And that's not fantasy. That is what is true.
Mm.
So, I'm not the only one with a plan and a vision. You got a plan and a vision. So, mm-hmm. go execute that and set that example for your children and everybody to come after you and your legacy.
Mm. Oof. And that's what I love about transformation is that one of the main key takeaways that I received is be the change that you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, it's like the fact that you were inspired by the mission that you were already pursuing, and then this comes full circle to encapsulate what you already were doing, to be able to have an affirmation to embrace it and be like, yo, this is your chance to really be able to receive this mantra as well. I just think that's such an impactful thing. Like, I really had to ask you that because I'm like,
from the affirmation rapper.
Like,
this is no small feat.
Oh my God. I was like, that joint just really just came full circle in my head. I'm like, wow, like, already was doing Live and Love Boutique to support melanated women and just people, all people, but then also having something that, like, really ground that as well. And, you know, not only bringing people within the introspective state, like, an introspective state within their mind when it comes to, like, journaling, but then also now having, like, an external state of, like, all right, if you need to receive this message this way, here it is.
No, truly. Because those journaling sessions are what allowed me to clearly see this vision. Like, it wasn't so clear until I started to have those introspective conversations with myself and started to listen to myself and started to listen to Source speak through me more through journaling and through self-talk and things of that nature.
Mm.
So, yes. Black girl, black woman, pursue your dreams and your visions.
Okay.
Because they are what makes the world what it is. And the moment you stop believing it, that's the moment it stops being true.
Mm. Message!
Mm.
Me pressing my button.
A custom message button on the soundboard?
Yes. Listen, I'm going to get them ordered. I'm going to get them online. I'm going to get them online. But yes, no, I definitely wanted to bring that to the close or to the landing of, like, you really are the embodiment of love. And I'm grateful to even experience you and grateful for others to even be able to experience you as well. Did you have anything else you wanted to share or any call to action or any messages?
There's so much. Okay, we're going to keep it short though. First, I wanted to share gratitude for you, for having me, for being such an amazing being, an amazing friend, an amazing family member at this point. Always encouraging me, promoting me, like, really, really shining your light on me. I couldn't thank you enough.
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you too. I gave you a emotional.
Oh, okay. And then the last thing is, if you're interested in pulling up on us, getting to meet us in person, because, you know, we lit like that. If you want to experience this energy in real life, then you should pull up to Live, Love, Create on November 23rd from 111 to 555 at Serify. Okay. If you follow our socials, you get all the details and a flyer, a visual. But yeah, that's a place where you can come to just be. I'm sure Sheen has introduced that to y'all already, but I'm gonna do it again. Mm-hmm. You can come and just be, do some journaling with Maya Kiana, do some painting with Sheen Anthony and the collective, and we'll also have a sponsor, TJ News, who's coming out to share some of his new music, another intentional artist, another great community builder. So come out, come connect with us. No pressure. Like, it's not, we don't expect anything of you except to just be.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
Come up.
Okay. Yo, I'm so excited. No, this is actually the first time they get to know about it for real. Yeah,
okay.
It's like why wouldn't they want to hear it from the source?
Yeah,
like we
half
just
of the source, half of the source.
Okay. I'm like, look, we just talked about birth and creation and transformation. I'm like, that is a space of transformation and rejuvenation, you know. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing y'all, you know, when the stars align again. Some of the key takeaways that I received from this conversation is, you know, not only being the change that you wish to see, but creating your vision with intentionality, being more purposeful with the words that you speak, and existing in the embodiment of love. You know, it really takes level of support. It takes a level of abundance. It takes a level of asking for help. Asking is given and you shall receive. You know, it really takes that level of acknowledging those things so that way you can be able to be in that space of transformation.
And I know to be able to embrace transformation, you definitely have to be on top of practicing your self-care and self-compassion. So let's talk about this a little more. The importance of self-care is the practice of intentionally taking care of your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. It involves recognizing your needs and actively engaging in activities that promote your overall health and your overall happiness. So that way, when you prioritize your self-care, you are better equipped to navigate the challenges and the demands of your creative journey. So of course, there's multiple forms of self-care. As I spoke about earlier, you know, I'm getting my hair done. That's my physical self-care. We spoke about rest, you know, and really making time to ensure that you're able to receive the vitality that your body needs to be able to have the energy so that way you can continue to do the things that you do. But there's other ways as well. So taking breaks is important as well. You might have to stretch, move, and just get the energy to flow around you. Eating nourishing foods, that's another one. Engaging in regular exercise, that's another one. And exercise doesn't always have to be going to the gym. It could be dancing. It could be roller skating, my personal favorite. It could be, you know, yoga. You know, it's just doing things that really allow the energy to flow. Because this is what's going to literally provide your body with the energy and stamina to support you. And then you have mental and emotional self-care. This focuses on nurturing your mind and your emotions. This can involve practices like meditation, mindfulness, and journaling, as we were talking about earlier with Maya Kiana. Taking time to reflect on your thoughts and emotions, this allows you to gain clarity and process any challenges or blocks that may arise during your creative journey. So another one that I really focus on when it comes to grounding my mental is grounding myself, just grounding and allowing my feet to touch the earth, receiving the sun. I know it's a little chilly rock on any block, you know, but in the day, it's been looking like summertime. In the night is purely winter. So when the sun rises, that's when you should rise with it. I literally want to encourage you all to go to your nearest park, go to the creek, go somewhere where you see open land and just plant your feet to the ground and receive the sun. You know, you really got to find that spot where the sun is going to be sitting right on your face so that way you can receive not only your vitamins, but the radiance of the sun within yourself. You know, that's like a pure reflection right there in the sky. So just to continue on, reading, listening to music, spending time in nature, as we just talked about, engaging in activities that bring you joy. You know, all of these things can help you gain clarity and process any challenges or blocks that may arrive. So, just to continue on, when we talk about self-compassion. Self-compassion is like treating yourself with kindness. Self-compassion is like understanding yourself. And most importantly, having acceptance of who you are and who you're becoming. We talked about this with the first episode, Drowning in Gratitude, is that you got to accept that you're going to make mistakes. And when you're going through the journey and you're doing something new, you're not always going to have it right away. You know, you just have to accept the fact that it's going to look however it's going to look. It's going to be received however it's going to be received. And as long as your intentions and your impeccability and the action is aligned with what you wanted to do, that's really all that matters. You know, you really just got to check in with your integrity, because your integrity is going to show you your moral values of what you want to do and how you want to live. So cultivating your self-compassion is really important because it allows you to navigate the ups and downs and process with grace and resilience. So with that being said, let's talk a little more about embracing this imperfection. You know, like, what are you talking about? What you mean I'm imperfectly perfect? Well, I mean that if you're being overly critical of yourself, then that's not going to help you grow. It's like, if you're beating yourself up every time you try something new, then how are you going to continue to pursue it? How are you going to feel accepted to be able to persevere, you know? So practicing self-compassion is acknowledging your efforts but also celebrating your progress. You have to remember that this is a journey, and each step forward is a valuable part of your growth. Each and every step. I don't know if you noticed or not, but when we're walking, you gotta take the next step. You have to take it. Like, you literally have to take the next step. If you planned on getting anywhere, you're gonna have to take it, okay? And if we were talking about children trying to learn how to take the first step, oh, they're gonna keep falling. But what they do? Rise up. Rise like the just keep on rising like the sun and just prevail, okay? So another thing that we have to work on is letting go of comparison. Because in the age of social media and constant connectivity, it's easy to fall into the trap of comparing your creative journey to others. Comparison can be very detrimental, and it can hinder our expression. So instead, let's practice the self-compassion, focus on your unique journey, and celebrate your individuality. You must remember that your creative essence is unlike anyone else's, and your voice deserves to be heard. Truly. So I just encourage you all to create a self-care routine, you know, input those daily rituals. What is something that you can incorporate daily that will bring you joy and help you connect with yourself? Maybe this is something simple, you know, maybe it's just a few minutes of meditation. You know, meditation is not limited to just one form. You don't always have to sit down and close your eyes and think about nothing and just You can, but let's not limit yourself. Meditation can be anything that brings you peace, that brings you a sense of clarity, that allows you to just feel grounded within yourself, you know? So it can be a multitude of things, you know? You literally, I just look at multiple things as meditation. I could just be painting, and that's my form of meditation. I could be writing a song, and that's my meditation. So just do your best to not limit yourself to one form of meditation, because there are multitudes if you open your mind up to that perspective. And then also allow yourself to take regular breaks. You know, this is a time for you to rejuvenate and prevent yourself from burning out. So that way you can like allow yourself to see these fresh new perspectives, because engaging in activities that bring you joy will help you reconnect with your inner self. This is what it's all about. Now I'm about to shift it up a little bit. You know stress is the biggest killer on earth, right? Okay, cool. If you didn't, now you know. Stress is a common experience that can affect all aspects of our lives. When you're stressed, your mind can become cluttered and our ability to think clearly is more difficult. So then our creative potential can diminish. Stress can manifest in various ways, such as like self-doubt, fear, anxiety, or even that physical tension. So you have to recognize these signs of stress, because it's crucial. It's one of those ways that can really impact you. And one of those common indicators include a lack of motivation, feeling overwhelmed, experiencing a creative block, or constantly comparing yourself to others. If you acknowledge these signs, you can now take the proactive steps to address them and alleviate the stress. So that's when you tune back into self-care. This is when you can ground yourself. This is when you can journal. This is when you can do any of those things that bring you peace. I just wanted to give some suggestions so you know that there's more than one way to be able to do that. But I do want to make sure that everyone is equipped to go through those different challenges. And those challenges I know can bring worry. They can bring stress. They can bring fear. But fear is just false evidence appearing real. And the way that you conquer it is to face everything and rise. So with that being said, I'm looking forward to seeing y'all embrace y'all journey, your new self-care routine, and your transformation. And I'm looking forward to seeing you next Monday rising at 10:30 a.m. on the
Sheen Anthony Show.